broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We have a series of meetings going on.
Well, we shouldn't have caved in on this, and I, quite frankly,
I am frustrated. This is my son.
As Christians, we should be more concerned about putting Christ in people's heart.
Play Nevada.
And so I think the president is a moron.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. And where through the looking glass we go every night. Go places other talk shows wish they could go to, but they cannot. No. Coming up tonight on our show, the term Christmas is at the center of a controversy in a North Carolina school district and in a Tulsa parade. Democrats push back at President Obama's tax compromise. Elizabeth Edwards has lost her battle with cancer. Margaret Gray and Raj Fineen will be our special guests this evening. We've got Margaret Gray on the line here in a moment to talk about Elizabeth Edwards. And again, this very, very sad, I think a very, very sad moment, Elizabeth Edwards losing her battle. What a tough couple of years, three, four years that woman had leading up to this point. So we'll talk with Margaret about that. And then Raj Fineen, who is the CFO of a major company in the Valley, will be talking about pay raises for our military. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And our affiliate spotlight tonight on WWRL 1600 AM in New York City and on KFLS 1450 AM in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Two great stations on the Phil Hendry Show radio network, and of course two stations that get it, and we appreciate it very, very much. So Elizabeth Edwards has indeed lost her fight with cancer. She has died at the age of 61. In a moment, we'll have Margaret Gray on the line with us here. In a June 2007 interview with Larry King, Elizabeth Edwards was asked what she would say to other cancer patients.
As long as you're walking around, as long as you're not dead now, then you're alive. And
look in the mirror.
That's right.
You're alive.
You're alive, and, you know, don't spend your time worrying about when it is you're going to die. Spend your time worrying about how is you're going to live today.
Elizabeth Edwards, who was the estranged wife of 2004 vice presidential candidate and former North Carolina Senator John Edwards, died on Tuesday after a lengthy battle with cancer. She was 61 years of age. That would be early this morning because we did report it last night in the final hour of our radio show here on the West Coast. She died at the family home in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, according to a statement released by the family. And the statement reads as follows. Today, we've lost the comfort of Elizabeth's presence, but she remains the heart of this family. We love her, and we will never know anyone more inspiring or full of life. She was diagnosed with breast cancer shortly after her husband lost his bid for the vice presidency in 2004. And it was later revealed that she knew before the election she might have cancer, but she shielded her husband from the news during the campaign. She immediately underwent treatment, and the cancer was believed to be in remission. But it was not, it got worse, it metastasized to the bones and then eventually to the liver. Margaret, thanks for joining us tonight. It's you know, whether you voted for John Edwards or whether you liked Elizabeth Edwards or anything, you know, it's sad.
So, you know, you said it very, very well when you said what the last few years for this woman must have been like. I think of strength.
Right.
When I think of Elizabeth Edwards, I think of a very, very strong woman. And I think we owe it to ourselves, and I'm speaking now very selfishly. I'm speaking as a Democrat. We owe it to ourselves to take the legacy, the mantle, to take the Elizabeth Edwards story, really, and let's take this out on the road and do some fundraising for the Democratic Party. Because, and I say this still with the greatest of respect, and I don't know. You might not like what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Let's face it. Had the Obama health care initiative not been blocked by Republicans, that girl might be alive today.
No. I can't. No, we can't do that. You don't know that. First of all, this is a family that had resources. This was a family that had money. You know.
No, I understand that, but I don't know what the possibilities would have been. I don't know what the possibilities for Elizabeth Edwards would have been had the Obama health care plan been passed in all of its permutations.
It doesn't. The Obama health care, I don't mean to get into an argument with you because we do want to talk about Elizabeth Edwards, but the Obama health care plan has nothing to do with the passing of Elizabeth Edwards, because, again, this was a family with resources. They had money. They had doctors. They had the best. When we talk about the Obama health care plan, we're talking about people, or any health care plan, we're talking about people that cannot afford it.
Yes, I'm listening to you, Phil, and you'll notice I'm keeping my own counsel. You're right about that, but I'm sure that had the Obama health care plan been passed intact, that Elizabeth Edwards might have opted to use it as a symbol of what can be done. And
well, I don't even know that she could have done that, considering the fact that financially she would not have qualified, you know.
But being the wife of a man who had run for president of the United States, there might have been a provision to opt her into the plan, in which case she would have been a living symbol of what comprehensive health care nationally could be for millions of Americans. And that's what I think you're missing, and I wish you were not missing it, because if you could go with me on this, we could be presenting a united front this evening to your listeners to say Elizabeth Edwards was a strong woman, regardless of what you thought of her politically. And she could be with us today. She could be alive today. Were we able to overcome the Republicans?
I can't agree with that.
You can't agree with it?
No, I can't agree with that. I can't agree with that at all. I won't do that and say that Elizabeth Edwards would be here today, you know.
Well, Phil, in honor of the passing of this great woman, in memory of her, I'm not going to argue with you, but there are a million different arguments I could give you that would really just destroy your position.
Margaret, that may well be, okay? I don't think so. I'm not about to sit here and say that Elizabeth Edwards died because of Republicans.
No, I'm not saying that at all.
Well, it sounds that way to me. It sounds to me like you said that she would have opted into the plan.
I'm saying that it would have been an option for her had it not been blocked by the obstinate Republican Party. But that's neither here nor there. What I really want to say to all Democrats tonight, to anyone that loved Elizabeth Edwards, let's use this terribly sad occasion to get out there and raise money on behalf of the Democratic Party. I think Elizabeth would want us to use her passing as a way to educate people and to say, look what we can do. Look what we can do. Let's raise money. I'm not with you anymore. I wish I was. But the fight against the Republicans, and I think, Phil, that you can agree with this, the fight against the Republicans just drained her of her strength. It drained her of her health.
No, I can't agree with that.
Why could you not even agree with that?
Because of the fact that this is a sick woman. She had cancer. And so that was the problem that she had.
Well, hold on for a minute. You can't have it both ways. You're saying to me that this woman was sick. She had cancer. How do you know that she did not have cancer as the result of the Republicans?
I don't believe that that's the case. I don't have any facts to. I don't know essentially what causes cancer, but I don't. I know that there's all kinds of people that get it. You know.
Well, Phil, I want to call on your listeners to reach out to the Democratic organizations nationwide tonight and donate what you can so that we can prevent a senseless death like this. So that we can...
When you say senseless, though, this is the problem that I'm having. You know...
Well, what problem are you having with that?
Well, you know what a problem I'm having with it is you're saying that she would have lived had there not been something called Republicans.
No, I'm not saying that at all. I am not saying that at all.
You're not saying that that the woman... First of all, you said that she might have lived had there been Obama health care for her to access. Then you said she might have lived had she not been in this fight against Republicans. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm doing tonight, Phil, is I am not going to be argumentative. I don't want to have an argument with you.
Good. I don't want to have an argument.
I want to say that as Democrats, we have to look at Elizabeth Edwards as a casualty in a war. A war against taking America backwards. Taking America back to a time when we didn't take care of people, when we didn't take care of our sick and our elderly, when we didn't take care of our undernourished, when we didn't take care of our children. Let's not go back to those days. Let's move forward. Elizabeth Edwards stood for that. She's a casualty in that war, Phil.
And so again, you're saying that Elizabeth, all right, I mean,
What is your problem?
My problem is that you're turning her death into a political opportunity.
It is a political opportunity, Phil. It is a political opportunity to define her life, to define her death, and to strengthen the Democratic position in 2012. I don't understand.
You don't understand what's wrong with that.
If you're saying there is something wrong with pointing out the strength and the greatness of Elizabeth Edwards, I would...
No, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with that.
I would say that you're wrong.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm saying that there's something wrong with pointing out the strength and the greatness of Elizabeth Edwards, and at the same time say that her death was caused by this a visible and physical entity called Republicans.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did. You said that she's a martyr. She's a casualty in a war.
I said she is a casualty in a war against a particular kind of ignorance that doesn't want to help the sick, that doesn't want to help the young, that wants to fight wars overseas while our elderly are lying in the street. I didn't say Republican, and I didn't say Democrat.
Well, you're pretty much defining, though, the sides here. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking here with Margaret Gray, who is a nationally syndicated columnist about the death of Elizabeth Edwards, what a sad passing it was. And I would say, just for me, that the passing represents, for me, it's a lot of things. It's a story about a tough, tough stretch of years for a person who was ill and who tried to put the best possible face she could on things, who was dealing with a lot, who was a lesson in tough, in strength, in courage. You wouldn't agree with that?
I absolutely would, Phil. Absolutely.
All right.
But do you think if Elizabeth Edwards was a Republican that the GOP wouldn't use some sort of a, I don't want to say, a Karl Rove type of scam?
So you're saying scam, you're saying this, you're saying that. You don't want to just address this honestly as the passing of a woman who is a Democrat, yes, who had a Democratic nominee for a husband, yes, but nonetheless it's just the story of strength. But you want to say she's a casualty.
I don't want to say it. I know that's what she is. I think what we need to do, and I understand, I think there's a lot of people listening right now, and if I could address those people directly, I know you're listening to Phil, and I know you're agreeing with a lot of what he's saying, and I don't blame you. But what I want you to consider is the following thing. We've got two more years before the next presidential election. We have got to strengthen the Democratic Party's hand. The way to do this is to raise money for our candidates, and the best way to raise that money now is to use this death. Excuse me for saying, but let's use this. This person who passed on, who is Elizabeth Edwards, yeah, I don't know, for all of a sudden I just spaced on a name. Elizabeth Edwards.
You forgot her name, huh?
No, I did not, Phil. I spaced momentarily, brain-headed. This woman, Elizabeth Edwards, this is a golden opportunity for us to strengthen the Democratic Party in the memory of the Edwards, of the Edwards woman, of Elizabeth Edwards. And I would strongly endorse and encourage and urge you to take that stand.
All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Margaret Gray here about the passing of Elizabeth Edwards. I was struck by this passing. I'm not a partisan guy when it comes to politics on either side. So it's not because I'm a Democrat. It's not anything other than I was just sort of struck by this because you watch this lady and you're like, wow, she's got cancer and her husband was cheating on her. And look at her. She's still hanging in. I was touched by that. We'll be back with Margaret Gray, who feels that the passing of Elizabeth Edwards is a golden opportunity for the Democratic Party to begin fundraising for 2012. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Henry Show after this.
Phil Henry.
I also want to say that there are a number of...
Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, and welcome to this Tuesday night Phil Hendry show here from the El Pacifico. We have with us Margaret Gray, the nationally syndicated newspaper columnist. We're talking about the passing of Elizabeth Edwards. In March 2007, as we look back on the final years of Elizabeth Edwards' life, at the start of her husband's 2008 campaign, Elizabeth Edwards learned that the cancer had returned. We mentioned that it was in remission following the 04 elections. It had returned and spread. Dr. Lisa Carey, the oncologist treating Mrs. Edwards, categorized the cancer as metastatic stage 4, largely confined to the bones. The cancer was diagnosed as treatable but not curable. Despite the diagnosis, Edwards said she was ready to go forward with her husband's bid for the White House. And we can catch up on some of these events, but and then there's the tawdry, sordid affair that he had.
Well, I don't think that we do anyone any service by bringing up the affair, because that was in and of itself a different aspect, I think, to the. You know that I am. I keep thinking of Kitty Dukakis, and
it's Elizabeth Edwards that we're talking about.
No, I know that. I know that. But I remember how tragic aspects of Kitty Dukakis' life were. Yes, Elizabeth Edwards. And so, Phil, let's look at the facts. You read some facts. Let's look at the facts. She was fine and healthy during the campaign, and the entire cheating scandal with alleged cheating scandal with John Edwards. Then the GOP had the long, drawn-out debate over health care, and then they won the most recent election, and this poor woman dies. I think we can see, really, where the problem was. It wasn't the cheating of John Edwards, and it wasn't the campaign. It was health care, and the horror, if you're a Democrat, the pure screaming horror of them winning these last elections.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I'm sure we're going to get some comment on that. Kelly in Forest Grove, Oregon, listening to us on KXFD. Go ahead, Kelly. You're on with Margaret Gray.
Hi, Phil. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Listen, I need to say a few things first. The first thing I want to tell you is that I have rarely called a radio station in my life. And I think the last time was probably 17 years ago, and that was for a radio contest to win tickets to Disney.
When you're
But well, I'm sitting here in my car, and I'm listening to this.
You're talking about a woman's age, Phil. Oh,
and I want to say, secondly, that I am not a Republican, nor am I a Democrat. I am an independent. And this is what I'm listening to this, and I am
outraged. Did you say nonsense? I thought I heard you say nonsense. Did you say nonsense?
This is nonsense.
Yes, she did say nonsense.
This is an opportunity.
My God.
To bring up that the battle that Elizabeth Edwards lost to was of cancer. You did, Ms. Gray did, specifically say that how do we know the Republicans did not cause her cancer? This is taking the opportunistic time of a woman's death
very,
and turning it into a political cause, and it is nonsense. Secondly, thirdly...
No, I didn't say that. I said that the Republicans, the battle of the health care debate...
Honestly, that can only be speculative at the very best. And it's actually another horrible way to turn this woman's death into an opportunistic cause politically. I've lost members of my family to cancer, and that is where the battle is. It is not with the Republican Party. And this is why I will never vote Democrat again, as long as the liberals and the progressives have control, because they talk out of both sides of their mouth when it fits them. Most politicians do that.
I think that's extreme. I think that's very extreme. I think you need to understand that the debate and the battle that Elizabeth Edwards was leading, she was a leading soldier in this war, and she fell. She fell in front of, if you will, the machine gun nest.
She fell to cancer. She fell to cancer.
Yes, absolutely fell to cancer. A cancer that might have been exacerbated by
We're not even going to, Margaret, we're not even going to, you are now going into areas, frankly, of medical fiction.
No, sir, I know she died of cancer. Okay.
You've been having a hard time even remembering her name.
Because this is a shocking event. All right.
But we're not going to speculate. Oh well, looking at John Boehner every morning caused the cancer to get worse. Kelly, thank you so much for your call. We're going to take some more phone calls. Our number, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, with Margaret Gray on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
I said that John Boehner was...
Phil Henry.
And she's ugly.
Listening to the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Welcome back to the world famous Phil Henry Show. 877-876-PHIL. Margaret Gray on the line with us, who is a writer, a columnist, and admittedly a liberal. But Elizabeth Edwards' passing, Margaret, you are saying, is a great opportunity for the Democratic Party to begin fundraising. And you've also said that Elizabeth Edwards is a casualty of the GOP's machinations, the Republican Party's philosophies and wars. She's a casualty in a war, you say. And you've already heard from at least one listener who doesn't like that. And don't you think that's a bit tasteless? And don't you think that is exploiting the passing of Elizabeth Edwards?
No.
At this particular time?
No, I don't, Phil. And I don't think I'm exploiting anything. And I think I'm being very, very sensitive. I'm a woman. I understand what this is. This is a woman dying of breast cancer. This is a woman leaving children. Only a woman can understand that. And while the last caller I talked to was a female, I don't think she was being very honest when she said, I'm not a Democrat, I'm not a Republican. I think she was a Republican who was not being honest with me, because at the end, she sort of, her fangs came out.
All right, let's forget about that caller. Elizabeth Edwards, God rest her soul, has passed on, and if anything, it's a lesson in the continuing ravages of breast cancer. It's a lesson in courage that this woman would continue to fight on behalf of a husband that was not the best in the world. But certainly, we can't keep using this. You know.
Well, Phil, I'm not using it. I'm simply saying, look at Elizabeth Edwards. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's a lesson in courage. It's a lesson in breast cancer, all of those things, but we've had those lessons. I don't think breast cancer needs any more money. I think the courage angle we've seen a million different ways with a billion different people. Can't we do a little something for the Democratic Party and keeping focus on, I'm sorry, Phil, on Elizabeth Edwards? And
you forgetting her name, you know, isn't exactly...
Phil, this has been very traumatic.
No, you're forgetting this woman's name in every single break. You're wanting to say Kitty Dukakis. I think at one point you wanted to say Betty Ford. Her name is Elizabeth Edwards, so people are going to ask this question. Just exactly how focused are you on Elizabeth Edwards, and how focused are you on just this message of...
Phil, it is a golden opportunity for a Democratic Party that has done its level best to lose every election and to lose every bit of sentiment from the American people. I've never seen a political party even worse than the Republicans in the last presidential election. I've never seen a party like the Democratic Party lose so much so quickly. We've got to use this. I'm not saying in a callous way. But I am saying, if there is a way we can get pictures, oh God, you're really going to. I have to ask you something, Phil. Here,
you know, you're just sort of, if you forgive me, you're giving a speech here.
I want to ask you if you will hold your temper, because there's something I need to ask, and I know you're going to lose your temper, and I'm going to ask you ahead of time if you would please not lose your temper. If you would please, as a favor to me.
Well, I don't know that I can guarantee that.
As a favor to me and in memory of this wonderful woman.
All right.
Okay. Is there a way we can get photographs of this poor woman as she was dying? Because we can...
See that, you know...
You said you weren't going to get angry.
Boy, that's as low as it gets. You know?
How dare you? I have worked on behalf of the Democratic Party my entire life.
That is as low as it gets. No. No, there isn't. If I know of someone that has those pictures that wants to give them to you, I will go to that person's house and steal them from him. If I know that you have them, I will pay someone to break into your house to get them. Is that clear enough?
If I thought you were serious, Phil, I would call the police.
Margaret, you know something? What you've come on this program talking about tonight is to use the death of Elizabeth Edwards in a million different ways to help the Democratic Party, to re-solidify the Democratic Party. Can we get pictures of this poor woman in the last day of her death? And you have no concept of the hurt that that could cause, not just her family, millions of people that admire her.
I absolutely do have that concept, but I'm saying there are some things more important than our egos. Do I want to have photographs of myself plastered all over the country with no hair on my head, ravaged from chemotherapy? No, I would not. But it isn't me I'm asking about. I am asking about this woman, the Edwards wife, the Elizabeth Edwards.
And the Elizabeth Edwards.
Phil, you've taken something beautiful and you have spit on it tonight. You really have.
No, I have not. I've asked very good questions. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Cynthia in Brooksville, Florida. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Cynthia, go ahead, please.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am.
It shows me great concern about the true feelings of Margaret regarding this lady. You know, politics, she was involved in her lifetime when she was healthy.
Yeah.
But at the time of her illness, politics didn't amount to a pee hole in the snow. This lady had lost a son a few years back.
She suffered, and
there is nothing that you can do but to support them, to love them.
Absolutely.
And at this time, she went through a terrible ordeal with her husband.
Yes.
And they need emotional support.
I don't disagree with any of that.
Politics. Politics has nothing to do with a person's illness. Her illness went from her breath through her bones.
The illness of the person can be used.
Cancer of the liver is uncurable.
Liver? It was breast cancer. Hello? Good Lord.
It also
metastasized to the liver, yes.
It was breast
cancer. Not radiation. Nothing can a doctor do. It's very
sad. I understand that. I think we got that message because she's dead now.
And I watched these people die and suffer.
Well, did you do anything for them?
She was a very
brave soul. What did you do for them?
What does that mean?
She's talking about watching people die. Did she do anything for them?
She was working in hospice care. And the fact of the matter remains, Margaret, that you want to use the image of Elizabeth Edwards as a dying woman to raise money for the Democratic Party.
What? You know, after Ronald Reagan died, what did I get? Coffee mugs, T-shirts, calendars. Anybody want to comment on that? Yeah.
You didn't get them right away, not the next day. There weren't pictures of Ronald Reagan laying in his deathbed either. Thank you very much, Cynthia. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Wes in Lexington, Kentucky. Go ahead, Wes. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray.
Hey, thanks, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Miss Gray is just showing her self-righteous indignation. Very shallow person. Doesn't really care, obviously.
I don't know if you're in politics. Do you know anything about politics? Because politics is the art of the possible.
You're just a good little socialist. You're a good little socialist.
No, because I said I'm a Democrat. Is that it? So you see how you're using politics now to make your point. You're using the death of a woman to make your point. No, I didn't say socialist.
What you said. My mother actually passed away from cancer.
And you're using socialism to promote your point of view and understand laws.
You don't have to
be a
woman to
understand laws. Then why did you bring up a political point of view, even as you talk about the death of your mother? That, to me, is wrong.
Well, you're using it for... I'm sorry, I'm talking too much.
You know what, Phil? Yes, you are. You're not allowing me to make my point. And my point is this.
I've listened to your point. You've been making your point. I've listened to the whole show. You're selling somebody else, and it's also easy for you to do that. It's also easy for you to say that, well, we should just use pictures of her on her deathbed in order to raise money for the Democrats. If the Democratic Party was doing so well, then why did they lose so badly? I think it shows
I'll tell you why they lost so badly. I'll tell you why they lost so badly. Because the great leaders that we have, the Elizabeth Edwards of the world, were run into the ground by the Democrats, by the Republicans. They were beaten into the ground by the tactics.
You have lost your mind.
I have not. I am telling you that the people like Elizabeth Edwards, who went out there on behalf of Democrats, were ravaged worse by the Republicans than by cancer.
Oh, come on. And then you want to use the picture of the woman.
I said, does anyone have one? I didn't tell you what I was going to do with it. I'll bet you some money here. I got some money, though, that says that if I were able to use that picture, Wes would run down to the corner to get a copy of the newspaper was in the next day.
All right. Wes, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Alan in High Point, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to comment. I've been listening to the show, and honestly, as a Democrat myself, it just disgusts me that this lady would disrespect Elizabeth.
Will you let people talk, please? You think because this guy disagrees with you, he's a fake Democrat?
I have been a registered Democrat. I have voted
dollars
Democrat, and I fully support the Democratic Party. But this just disgusts me that this lady would just. It's almost a humiliation to Elizabeth. I don't understand where this lady can get across as far as trying to use her, you know, politically. Have some respect for her and her family in the past.
I love her very much. I think she's a great woman.
That doesn't look like it. It absolutely does not look like it. If it was my own wife or something, I would be wanting to smack you upside the head. Have some respect for not only yourself,
so
but
this
lady and her passing.
So you'd beat a woman, would you? Okay. Thank you.
It sounds like that's what you need.
You'd strike a woman.
Because you absolutely...
Okay, Margaret, don't play the martyr.
No, I'm shocked. What I was trying to say tonight was that the Democratic Party needs all the help it can get. And all of a sudden, a great idea where we could... I don't know what we could do. Keychains or photos, something. All of a sudden, I'm attacked, and abuse of a woman is counseled by this man. I feel as if I'm Elizabeth Edwards tonight, Phil. She died of breast cancer. I would die from a savage beating at the hands of this man, Alan. What's the difference?
Do you honestly believe that anything to do with the health care? This lady was no doubt wealthy. This lady was wealthy. She had all the best means. She had the doctor. She had better than the health care could have provided for her.
Perhaps, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how much John was spending. How much was John spending on this?
My father didn't die because of a political affiliation or something that, you know, he had cancer. He died. My brother died of cancer. It just frustrates me that someone that of your understanding just can't accept the fact that people die of cancer.
Yes, but you're telling me that your father and brother died of breast cancer. That's got to be a rarity.
My sister had breast cancer. My father died of cancer. My brother died of cancer.
You said your brother and your father had breast cancer, and your sister died of
cancer. I didn't say they had breast cancer. I said they had cancer.
No. What do you mean his sister died of testicular cancer?
I thought that's what I heard the man say. So you see what I'm saying? I can't do anything right. I can't make a right move. And when I say something that I hope will help, I'm told that I'm going to be beaten to death right after he shovels something about his father dying from breast cancer.
He didn't say that. And I thank you very much, Alan, for your call. Yeah, one more. Go ahead, sir.
Your own personal agenda.
All right.
My own personal agenda is the Democratic... forget it.
Oh, forget it, huh?
Yeah, because you know what? This, I could see the cards are stacked against me right from the beginning. All I said was if we could get a photograph of Elizabeth in the last 24 hours, yes. If we put them on a keychain, it would be a memento.
A keychain photograph.
I hope both of you men go to hell for the spousal abuse I'm sure both of you have participated in.
Did she hang up?
Yes.
Okay, well, she hung up on us, Alan. I thank you for your call, though, sir. 877-876-PHIL. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Yes?
You heard what I said, didn't you?
I'm not involved in spousal abuse.
What are you calling me?
Okay, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
And the way that I've been treated
Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show here. Margaret Gray with us. Ms. Gray, and if you missed the last hour, I don't believe that we've treated you disrespectfully. I think you've taken the passing of Elizabeth Edwards, and you've done something that people didn't appreciate. You have said that Elizabeth Edwards' passing can be used as an opportunity, you know, by the Democratic Party.
Phil, I know what I said, and I did not in any way say that let's use this the Edwards.
You know, and that's something else. You keep forgetting who she is. You know,
I'm not forgetting who she is. I have drawn a blank on her name. I know who she is. I'm saying that there is something much more important to talk about, and that is this great woman died. Why? She was a soldier in the fight against the reactionary politics of the Republicans, which have taken us back decades in this country. And I am being called inappropriate, and I have been vilified in every way. You know, Phil, I'm a female. I could have had breast cancer, too. I could have had a hysterectomy.
Did you?
That's not the point. I'm a female. If I say to you that I had a hysterectomy, I lost my uterus. How dare you say that I am... I'm using the death of another woman for commercial purposes.
Did you go through that?
That's not the point. If you believe that I did have a hysterectomy, then I'm making my point.
Did you have one or did you not?
I'm not going to answer that. I won't dignify that with an answer. I think you should know the answer.
All right, then the answer is no.
Then you are a, excuse me,
let's go to another phone call.
No, excuse me, then you're a Nazi.
Yeah, let's go to another phone call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Anne in New York City on the Phil Henry. Let me get over to Anne here. Hi, Anne, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Phil, listen, you have to have a little more control of your guests. They don't let the people talk.
Oh, this is the now, same way. This is America. This is not Weimar Germany. And in this country, what we do is we debate issues. And we debate the issues in ways that are far more interesting than you are capable of. And I won't talk to her.
Why won't you talk to her?
Because she is right about one thing. You do need to have more control over your phone calls, like the chronics.
Well, I don't remember that lady calling.
Yeah, she called the other night, and it was Bobby 1 minute, now Margaret the next. And if I hear that woman's voice again, Phil, then I'm going to get pictures of you on your deathbed. And how will I know when your deathbed will be and how it will occur and three guesses?
Oh, shut up. Margaret Gray on the Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Elizabeth Edwards has passed on from cancer. You know what? I don't want to hear from her for a long time. As we mentioned, Elizabeth Edwards passed on from cancer early this morning. She was 61 years of age. It was breast cancer initially, and then it metastasized to the liver, and then it had metastasized earlier to the bones and then to the liver, and obviously was a very, very... It was a very brutal thing to experience. Coming up next hour, we're going to be talking with Raj Faneen about the proposition to increase pay for our soldiers. That is, give our soldiers pay raises. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I want to tell you about our website, philhendryshow.com. Coming up this week, we'll be opening up our merchandise store. We'll be selling our classic Best Of CDs from 97 on. So I suggest that you get over there, get yourself a backstage pass, too, so you can watch our live streaming video of the show and listen to live streaming audio of the show as well. We have our archives, which extend to thousands and thousands of hours of recorded material. And we also, of course, have our podcasts, and we have our classic Phil podcast. So check the stuff out there at philhendryshow.com. There's also some animated features that we've done, our TV pilots. It's all there, and it's the only place to go to get actual archived material of the Phil Hendry Show, high quality archived material of the Phil Hendry Show that goes back to the very beginning of our national show, at least. It's philhendryshow.com, a backstage pass. All right, so next hour it's Raj Fanin as we talk to Raj about pay for our soldiers and possible pay raises. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Hendry Show.